Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So Joe Cocker bringing us back. That's one crazy rock and roll Englishman. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I'm one crazy small business rock and roll guy, and glad to be with you. We're rock and rolling with our good friend Pamela Harper. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, I should say. And she's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, has deposited quite a bit of great information for us and for you that you can acquire from our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can go there and see and hear the things that she said to us over the years that are still valid, still valuable to you and your small business. And as well as her own website, which I'll get her to tell us about in a second. Pam, tell us where your book is available, Preventing Strategic Gridlock.
The best way to find the book is on Amazon.com.
Yeah.
And you can go right over there and go to the page, and you will find it. You'll see reviews, all the rest of it. In fact, it's even available on Kindle right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Pamela S. Harper is the name of the book. And by the way, folks, when you get to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question. We have a very important poll question this week about 2010 and your business. I hope you'll do that. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Pam, we're talking about peak performance, how to accomplish peak performance. In the previous segment, you gave us one really good tip. You got a couple more. What's next?
Yes, and they build. One of the things that also is important, aside from focusing on outcomes, is looking at what has changed and what is the same in terms of the customers that you have, in terms of a lot the business environment that you're operating in. For instance, I know you're going to be talking about healthcare
right.
coming up in the next segment. That is going to be a change.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that is going
big time.
To have impact mm-hmm. in terms of how you achieve your goals and your outcomes that you're looking for.
Are you saying, Pam, that as you think about your goals, you should identify the things that you can control and the things that you have less control over?
You have to look at both. You do have to look at both, because even if you don't have direct control over something, you always need to be looking at how you're going to respond
yeah.
to that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't wander around out there like there aren't all these other people out there with their own agendas, right?
Exactly. So the thing is that even if there are things, we work with a lot of highly regulated industries,
right.
for example, and one of the things that they are dealing with constantly are regulations that are coming from the Food and Drug Administration. They're healthcare oriented kinds of companies,
right.
Manufacturing and the like. And one of the things they're looking at is, okay, we've got regulations that we have to deal with. But the question then is, what are the options for achieving the outcomes you need, despite the fact that there are things that you cannot
right.
totally control,
mm-hmm.
you can influence?
Well, and this is where the SWOT method will come in handy, right? Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats?
It's one way to look at it. Another is simply to develop, and I like to work with companies in terms of brainstorming options.
Right.
Just because something's a little wild doesn't mean there isn't a grain of usefulness in an idea.
Well, a wild idea can become ultimately a very simple solution if you just keep
Absolutely.
working through the brainstorming process. I agree with you. What about the second tip?
Okay, the second tip
is making sure.
Okay, so that's the second tip. The third tip, then, is to look at checkpoints along the way. So, in other words, don't wait a full year and then be surprised by the fact that the outcome has gone in
right.
a different direction. You know, the world is changing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to make sure that you're not caught by surprise. So set checkpoints along the way and look at what is happening. What are the outcomes that are happening? And you can decide how often you do this. It isn't something that has to be choreographed. You know,
our business planning expert, Tim Berry, calls that plan versus actual.
Okay, I call it checkpoints. You know,
yeah,
whatever
no, no.
you call
no,
it.
No, exactly. I'm just saying
yeah.
Whatever it takes, because you're always checking your, you know, what you said you were going to do. And that's the reason why it's a good idea to forecast, okay, on April 1st, I want to be at this level. But don't wait till April 1st to check your position, right? You check your position February 1st, then March 1st to see how things are going.
And you look at what is actually happening. So the key is that if the world has changed somewhat, if you have a new customer who's expecting new things from you, or you have a change in suppliers or new employees, whatever it is, you make adjustments. And I talk about that. Adjust accordingly. Adjust. Keep adjusting. Because that's the way that you're going. And when you're focusing on the outcomes that you're looking to achieve, you're going to always be able to get there.
And while you're checking your position, if you don't like what you're seeing, it might not be that you're doing something wrong. It might be that your projections were not as accurate as they could have been.
It could be, or simply that the world has changed. The business environment is constantly changing. So it's not a matter of right or wrong. It's a matter of, is this going in the direction I need it to go, I want it to go? If yes, great. If not, what are you going to do to adjust according to reality, as you were talking about before?
Well, what you want to see when you get to this checkpoint you're talking about, you're not don't expect to get to be thrilled about what you see. Just be glad that you got the information.
You've got They're guideposts. They're strictly guideposts to make sure that you can see that either you're moving in the direction you want, or you're not moving in the direction you want.
Right.
Okay, accepted. What are we going to do about it? And keep moving forward.
Pamela S. Harper, what great stuff. I told you. Folks, I told you we'd get smarter when Pamela joined us. Hey, Pam, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Give us the website quickly one more time.
It's businessadvance.com.
Preventing Strategic Gridlock is your book wherever books are sold. Pamela S. Harper will be back, I promise, another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. Here's Joe Cocker again to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.